Good morning, church family. Good morning, those that are online also join us for this service. Those that are online, I hope that you have received your bulletin. Also, we send we send bulletin for close to 82 people. So, and some of you that received the bulletin are here. If you look at the cover of the bulletin, if you have one, there is still some up there in the back, I believe. Now, what do you see in the cover of the bulletin? The destroyer. Okay, this is not just any angel. You notice that under him, there's all destruction. So that is his kingdom. That is his dominion. And that is his artwork. That is his project. So what is the D&H project? Sometimes I like to give something like this just for you to think a little bit before you get to church. So what is D&H? We'll find out during this extra few minutes that we'll be together. You will find out what is D&H stands for. Before we get there, yes, you get there, brother. Before we get there, let's look into this scripture again. The wages. When do we receive wages? When we are employed, right? We receive wages when we are employed. So when we are employed, we do have a lord over us, a supervisor, a business owner. Somebody is our boss. And sometimes all you need to have a boss is if you get married. You have a boss. So either way, we do have, there is not a single human being that has not somebody who is over them in some kind of capacity. Okay? We, as we be raised as a child, we learn obedience because we always have somebody who supposedly give us guidance and also give us, I noticed that some parents even give their children wages. He says, if you do this, I'll give this. And then their children become a little monsters because they expect money for everything. And then they grow and then they ask the government to be their parents. In other words, the need for give me goes on and on and on. So it is important for you to teach your children the value of money, the value of earning something. But don't make them always believe that for everything that they do, they must be paid for. Because if you do, then you destroy the meaning of all the things in life. Okay? So the wages of sin is death. Meaning, this boss, when he writes you a check, the check reads death. Can you imagine receiving a check like that? That's every time he pays, he says, here is a check. Death is the payment. So that says, that's the what happens when you have the wages, you serve a Lord, which is sin. But the gift, what? Yeah. The gift. What is the gift between the difference between a wage? Wages and gift. What is the difference? One you work for, the other one is given to you by grace. You see, the devil knocks at your door, says, I own you. But God comes to you and says, I am purchasing you with my grace. I'm giving you a gift. And what is the gift? One gives death, another gives life. And so what is life? Life is something there is. Death is something that is not. Means the absence of something. I'm not asking you to swear to anything. Don't worry about it. So just raise your right hand, please. Everyone, raise your right hand. Now, what do you have in your right hand? I see one person has a pen on their head, but I hope that you don't have anything in your hand. For my illustration, okay, thank you. If I ask you, what do you have in your hand? Everyone here will tell me this. What do you have in your hand? You say, I have nothing. Have you thought about this expression? How can you have what doesn't exist? You said, I have nothing in my hand. We use those expressions because sometimes we value nothing so much that even we refer to it as if it was something. So today, as we go through this message, I hope that you understand that we must have more than nothing in our hands. The DNH Project, that is the title that we chose. And I know that some of you are already thinking, what is the D stands for and Y and H. You will get there. Last past two weeks, we present to you the needs that we have in order to really understand what life means. Remember that we title our message, The 12 Apostles of Life. And who is life? Jesus Christ is life. And so who is the apostles? I was not talking about the individuals, but the elements that comes to us from life, which is we talk about love, learning, labor, and many of the 12 of them. So you remember this that we mentioned? I am the way. Who said that? I am the truth, he said. I am life. And the only way to the Father is through me. In other words, there is no life any other way. Life is something that we have if we have life in us. If we have nothing, if we have no life, what do we have? Nothing. Some people say, I have nothing. And that's exactly what we have if we do not have life. Because life is everything. Now, we were called by life. We were called by life to life. For life. Life calls us according to his purpose. That is what God does. God is life. And remember what we mentioned here last week. Not everyone here was here last week. So I need to repeat. You remember the distinction between a disciple and an apostle? A disciple is somebody who comes to learn. An apostle is a disciple that already learned and now it's time to go and teach. So we have those two aspects. So in life, we come to Jesus, we come to life to learn, but then we have to be sent out to share life. And that is the purpose of being a Christian. The question is, what is DNH? What is the DNH project? This is supposed to be a picture, illustration about an individual that more than 6,000 years ago, he decided to fund and to establish a project. He had a mission, he had a purpose, and his mission was, I need at all cost to destroy holiness. DNH, the project to destroy holiness. But there's more into it. So he decided to recruit, you know, he has to decide to hire some people for his project. Isn't that the way we happen? When we have a project, it says, now I have to find people to help me out. So he went around recruiting. He told one angel, would you not really die? Come with me. I give you wonderful pay. Benefits. You have even retirement. He didn't reveal to them what kind of retirement they're going to get. A very hot retirement. But he said, come. And he told one, and he signed one, and then he signed another one, and he signed another one, and he had a good group. He had one-third of the angels in heaven. And do you, anybody here has an idea how many angels that will be? Billions of billions. There are, in this space, there are as many demons as there are bugs in the other space. There are demons everywhere. There are billions of them. And they, Lucifer said, you know what? I need them. But then came the wages. What was the first payment that they made? The wages were this, the consequences. Revelation 12, verse 7 to 9, it says, and there was a war, broke in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the destroyer. And the dragon and his angels fought back, of course. They want to conquer life with death. But they did not prevail. Praise the Lord, they didn't. And it's not possible. Nor was a place found for them in heaven anymore. Why? Because if you have light and somebody decides to be darkness, the two cannot coexist. Good and evil cannot coexist. Please put this in your mind because you're going to hear this a few times during our message. Good and evil cannot coexist. Cannot reside in the same place, in the same people. You cannot have both ways. You cannot have good inside of you and bad at the same time. Or either good is ruling or bad is ruling, pushing good outside of you. So this is exactly what happened in heaven. Everything was good in heaven. Everybody was in heaven. Somebody decided not to be good in heaven. They were no longer good for heaven. And they were taken out of heaven because they could no longer be in the presence of goodness. So the great dragon was cast out. Now, he was not pushed out. He made a choice. And he pushed himself out of heaven. So please understand this, because this is going to be the whole project. Satan in his project, the destroyer in his project, decided, I have to destroy holiness. And how do I destroy holiness? By mix something good with something bad and give to everybody the concept that God is both good and bad. Therefore, if God is good and bad, you can be good and bad as well. And God cannot do anything but has to save you because you cannot help yourself. That's the way you are. See, I'm good and bad, therefore God has to save me the way I am. If he can be good and bad, so can I, because I am made in his image. And that was the intent of the destroyer, to confuse the world. Not only he did succeed in heaven, but he also has been succeeding in this earth. And that serpent of old, yeah, the same one in Genesis chapter 3, called the devil. What does the devil mean? No, what the devil means, remember that I mentioned last week here. The destroyer. The one who does evil. That's what they call the do evil, the does evil. The devil, the one who does evil. And Satan, what Satan means? The adversary, the one who opposes. God is creator, he must be the opposite, destruction. Who deceives the whole world? Deceives how much of the world? Thank God that is just an expression. Thank God the Bible talks about the remnant that has not been deceived. That God talks about you and I. It talks about those in the last days that will be afflicted with deception, but we will not give in to it. Praise God for that. He was cast out to earth. At that time, earth was not created yet. Actually, when the battle took place in heaven, he was cast out to nowhere, to the abyss. That's where he was, where there is no creature, there's nothing there. So eventually he says, I cannot be homeless. I have to find a place to go. And he went around the planets in the whole universe looking for a place that would have accepted his deceptive project. Only earth accepted his project. And we will continue. And it says, and his angels were cast out with him. All a bunch of them. Now look at this picture. You have seen this before. Abba. And I couldn't find any other better picture to represent Abba than Jesus Christ taking care of this little girl in his shoulders. Okay? So this is a picture, imagination, what Abba is all about. And then, do you know what Abaddon means? I don't know if you noticed, but a bad dawn. A very bad dawn. Do you know what dawn means, right? When you say dawn means Lord, it's a very bad dawn. I was looking at this. I said, could that really be that obvious? But it is. Abaddon actually means, A-B means father, and then the D-D-O-N stands for destruction. So actually, literally, his name means the father of destruction. The individual who has no other mission but to destroy. Everything he does involves destruction. So the one side, you see love, which love is the essence of what God is. God does not have love. Do you understand what I'm saying? God does not have love. God is love. God does not have life. He is life. It's very important for you to understand this concept, because it is not something that you have and you can pass to somebody. No, God is love, and every time that he creates, he shares love. And that's the same thing with life. But what about the bad dawn? Why I use the word despise instead of hate? Because I want to match all the D. You know, I want everything with the B with the D. To remind you that that's in the work of the destroyer. Okay? And so, love and despise. Hate. Life. And what you'll be there? Death, of course. Then light, darkness. And then goodness, or being good, you say, probably would say, oh, it should be there, good, bad. But bad is not with D, so I decide to put the devil there, the one who does evil. Creator, destroyer, and truth, and deception. Now, one side you have God. The other side you have the opposite. The project of Satan, one of his projects, the DH project, is to convince you that Abba, your creator, my creator, the one that it was there on the cross like this, inviting you to come to his grace, saying, come, my child, everything will be okay, with his arms open, that he is both together. That is the absurdity. That is the greatest deception of this project, to believe that Abba is both love and despise, life and death, light and darkness, good and evil, creator and destroyer, truth and deception. Many people have been convinced, and some people even using the Bible, they project a God that has both parts in his character. And that is something, brothers and sisters, that we have to wake up, because the time is coming when we need to have a clear distinction who God is and who God is not. Because the more we know about who God is, the more we become just like he is. If your God is a God who has these both parts, you will have no problem to pilot an airplane against a building and say, Allah. You have no problem and be destructive. You have no problem and be extremist, because whatever we see, that's what we behold. If you see a God that who is like Abba, then you become like your father. But if you see a God that is a mix of the two of them, you become just a confused Christian. Let's be polite. The DNH project. What is this project all about? Destruction. Destroying holiness. Destroying humans. Destroying habits. Destroying health. Destroying hope. Destroying himself. That is exactly what end up is a suicidal mission. DNH project is a suicidal mission because it's a mission against life himself and everything that he has created, you and I. So everything that you see here, when destroying the holiness in you, to destroy you as human because you are creating an image of God, to destroy the habits, the things that you choose to do in life, to destroy your health. Why? Because when your health is destroyed, death is knocking at the door. When destroys your hope, and it is his mission for you to destroy yourself as he will destroy himself. Now, how the project started among humans. The DNH project. Then the destroyer started hiring humans. He needs some humans to make sure that he could accomplish his mission, his project. So he went after your father and mother, my mother and my father, Adam and Eve. So the first thing he introduced to them, he says, let's destroy some habits. Then in chapter 3, if you take your Bible in chapter 3 of Genesis, you will find in the first few verses, you will find one verb that will keep repeating. It is the key verb of the text. An action is a key action. It's all the whole discussion is all about. Can you guess what that verb is? Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. That was the lie. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open. Another lie. And you will be like God. Another lie. Three already. It says, knowing good and evil. And that is the greatest lie of all. Not only said that God knows good and evil. Do you know what Satan is trying to say here? God is a fusion between Abba and Abaddon together. That's what he's saying to Adam and Eve. He says, you should be bad because your creator is both good and bad combined. We have some Asians here, right? Have you seen that a circle that has half, part of a half is black and a part of it is white? And it's like, yes, that's those two fellas. Actually, it's only one. The concept is that is one God, but with both nature, evil nature and a good nature as part of one. That is the lie that Satan has been preaching to humans for more than 6,000 years. And you know what he said? He was able to hire a lot of priests, a lot of pastors. Some even work for our denomination that has chose to believe in this lie. And they, when they go to the pulpit, they talk about the wrath of God. And they talk about a God who is so anxious to destroy. It looks like it itches him. Because that's how anxious he is to destroy. A God who kills, a God who destroys. And instead of looking for what the Bible says about the God that we serve. Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to be a theologian here from the pulpit. I'm just trying to say to you, you better wake up. and see and spend some time with the real God who creates you. Because you won't be motivated to be transformed into goodness, into holiness, until you see the true picture of your Heavenly Father. You need to do this urgently, because we are running out of time. So now, what is the word that you think that we have? You have an idea? What is the word? And let me give you a hint. That word goes between D and H. What goes between D and H? And ultimate destruction. Eat. Oh, yes. He said, eat, and you'll get the whole thing. He didn't show them the D and the H. He just told them, eat, eat. And the outcome is the wages of your eating when you're not supposed to eat. Tell this to your children today. When you eat what you're not supposed to eat, you become part of the DNA project of Satan has established. From the beginning, and you know, remember when he met Jesus Christ, when Jesus was getting ready to go to the ministry? He said to Jesus the same thing, eat. How many people today goes to their table not to live but to die? And they are digging their grave with their own teeth. They are putting things on their bodies that is making their bodies into a lab for viruses, for diseases. Because that is the project. When he decides to destroy humans, he says, I can destroy humans if I destroy their health, if I destroy their habits. And eating, it is an essential part of being a human that we cannot be careless about. I hope from now on you're never going to see this word death without looking at the eating. And when you take a bite, make sure that it's not a bite that will cost your life. When God said, don't eat those trash collectors, doesn't matter how delicious they may taste in your table, they call shrimp. Those are worms that just eat waste. And I said this before. When they go on a trip, there is the ship is too far away from any place that they have to dump their dead at the sea. Do you know what they happen to that dead? There are some shrimp feast, and he said, "Ooh, here comes dinner!" And they go to that body and they eat that, and then that body comes back to a table, and somebody pays a lot of money to eat that. I can't believe it. What about the cucaracha of the sea? They call lobster. Look a picture of one, you see, is just a big size cucaracha. And people pay a lot of money. Please remember one thing, every time you put something in your body that is supposed to kill you, you're making a choice between life and death. You're making a choice, or either I belong to God or I belong to the destroyer. Have you been recruited to be part of the destruction project? Then the destroyer recruited Cain, and the wages, it was right there. His brother, his life was taken away. This project, Satan replied to the Lord, oh, skin for skin, I used this verse before. And Brother Stevie used also during the Sabbath school lesson. A man will give up everything he has to save his life. Satan knows this, and therefore he succeeds with the things that he put before our eyes to try to buy our lives. And somebody sells their lives very cheap. Just a plate of shrimp. Very cheap. Paul said, we are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against something that is extremely powerful. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness. meaning we are fighting against the destroyer himself and the powers in the spiritual world. So don't be naive, brothers and sisters. Don't pick this fight by yourself. Ask God to stand beside you every time you make a choice in this life. Amen. Make sure that he's the one who lifts you up when you fall down. The Bible says that the righteous fall down how many times?
7 times.
How many? 7 times. 7? Do you know what 7 means there? Meaning many times. It doesn't mean just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It means many times. But what is beautiful about that is that that text is talking about you and myself. It's not talking about how many times we fall. Pay attention to the text, because the text says that we get up every time. Why? Because every time we fall, there is a hand right there to lift us up. Brothers, the wages of sin is death. It's time for you to change employment. If you are getting badly, if your pay is bad, move to Abba. Serve Abba. His wages are much better. And the benefits are out of this world. Isn't it good to work for him? Yeah. No. And by the way, he has opened in heaven a savings account in your name. But the gift, what is you find there in the middle of the word gift?
Yeah.
If, because God's gift is conditional. You have to choose. You have to embrace. And what is there in the middle of life as well?
Yeah.
If. Everything that God offers, he never imposes on us. Is everything conditional? Everything has to be a choice. To accept Jesus Christ is a choice. To accept life is a choice, and life is Christ. What is this? What do you think that this is? This is the D-Day. This is the D-Day. The day when the destroyer will have the biggest boom of his existence. He's going to push a button, and he, for the first time and maybe the only time, Satan is going to say, oops. That will be the day. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This, by the way, I want you to take your Bibles, if you brought your Bibles, mark this in your Bible. I'm going to share with you how is so vital this verse. How many of you here have heard about a place called hell? Have you heard about hell?
Yes.
And who lives there? Who lives in hell? So there is no place like hell then. So there is no hell place. But it is one of the deceptive concepts that Satan has created. Satan has created hell and has said to us and to everybody that God is the one who created. And he is the one who runs it. So the manager there, everything else, is all handling business. This verse tells you exactly that hell does not exist. Hell is going to be one-time event. And it will be done by the destroyer himself. Nobody else has the capacity to create hell but hell himself. The devil. The destroyer. He creates hell, and he is the one who is going to be destroyed in what he has created. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is what? is the second death. That is the best and the most precise definition of what hell is in the entire Bible. If you skip this verse, you would be you're not going to be able to understand what hell is. This is the best of all the definitions. Not only that, because if you look in the context, it says that death, bad people, evil, Satan, the false prophet, everybody was thrown inside of the lake of fire. Why do you think the false prophet was thrown inside of the lake of fire? Who threw the false prophet inside of the lake of fire? Some of you may be tempted, and I'm using the word tempted, to say that God did. No. They are all in together. Remember, they all were recruits of the destroyer. And they went to a suicidal mission. Because the moment that any creature, being human or being angel or any creature, it stands against, in opposition to the Creator, the outcome is destruction. Not because God caused it, because they chose to, and they caused it. Okay? If you don't remember anything of this message, I hope this part will stay with you. The last enemy that will be destroyed by the destroyer himself is his best tool, his most powerful. It's just like he's inside of this shed. It has all his tools there. And death is his most efficient of all his tools. And then he decides to ignite something. There is kaboom. The whole shed goes into fire and is destroyed. All his tools, and death is going to be destroyed at that precise time. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up in the last days. I am, by God's grace, planning to stand up that day. Are you planning to stand up that day too? Believe me, we used to say that only the righteous fall asleep. Actually, every human falls asleep. And everybody is going to wake up. The ones that will wake up earlier. That's the first resurrection. Those are the ones who is going to live forever. But those that stay, I'm going to sleep for another 1,000 years. Ugh, I'm lazy. Then when they wake up, is for eternal death. Everybody is asleep, goes to the grave and sleeps. But not everybody is going to wake forever. What life is all about? Remember that I mentioned this, showed this last week? It means life is forever. There is no other way. Life is forever. And death can be forever as well. All depends how you choose. It is my prayer for you, my brothers and sisters, that you choose life. You choose life because life has called you. Because life has given himself for you. So he may have you eternally. May God bless you.